Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
the ground covered with sparkling snow, and each crunching footstep punctuates winter's silence here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, about to enter Miss Honey Pepper's classroom.
Whoa, who's that? Sure not Miss Honey Pepper. Maybe we have a substitute.
Hey, guy, teacher for real?
Looks like
it. I guess so.
I like his bright green sports jacket.
How about those pink pants?
I like his tie. It's,
groovy?
Yeah, it has little pictures of purple people on it.
He certainly doesn't look like your average teacher.
Oh,
I don't know.
He's definitely different than any teacher we've had.
Well, I'm myself. I'm nobody else. I'm myself. I'm nobody else. I like cookies. I like milk. You like spinach and cheddar cheese melts. I like dogs and I like cats. You like elephants and giraffes. Meow. Well, we're different, but that's okay. We're a little different, but that's okay. I like candy. I like grapes. You like pizza and cold milkshakes. I like winter with lots of snow. You like summer when the green grass grows.
Yee-haw!
Oh, I'm myself, and I'm happy with me. I'm myself, and that's the way it should be. I like gym at lunchtime too. You like math with 2 + 2. I like painting, I like glue. You like blowing on kazoo. Blow.
Blow.
Zucchini Brothers.
Okay, guys. Children, children, so-called kitties, my little people childs. I'm your substitute teacher, so be kind. We're not in the wilds. We've found ourselves with one another here in this learning shack. Miss Honey Pepper's homesick, but I'm Mr. Yakety Yak. Yeah.
Do you really think Mr. Yakety Yak can handle the responsibility of being our teacher?
I don't know.
Does anyone have any questions? Yes, youngster. What's your name?
My name's Sam, sir.
Well, what would you like? What to you, Sam, could I show?
I'm wondering if you need any help teaching our class, Mr. Yakety Yak, because I could help you if you'd like.
Thank you, my friend, till the end, but hey, no problem with the job.
Mr. Yakety Yak? You look really familiar.
Well, it's your call, but don't we all? Yes.
Are you a painter or a writer?
I contrived on wit in my schooling to become a teacher, but my passion in life is being a poet street preacher.
I don't know what that means. I'm not doing so hot without my entourage.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey. It's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
passion.
Spelling, please.
P-A-S-S-I-O-N.
Definition, please.
Noun. Strong emotion or enthusiasm. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are
ardor, eagerness, fervor.
I must make it.
Zeal.
My people are determined.
Obsession.
Yes.
Yearning.
The years go
or
by.
Longing.
I have always wanted a
sentence, please.
Mr. Yakety Yak?
Yes.
If your passion is being a street poet,
yes,
but you're also a teacher, which would you say you really are?
How about a little guitar? Got some bass in there. Yeah. You know, I've been wondering about something lately. Some questions been on my mind. Who am I? Well, who am I? Let's see if there's some answers I can find. To a girl named Sally, I'm a brother. And I'm a son to a dad and a mother. There's more than a dozen who call me cousin. And I'm called grandson. To my country, I'm a citizen. I'm a student to the school I'm in. I'm more than enough, well, I'm lots of stuff, all rolled into one. Who am I? Well, I know I'm a lot of things. Who am I? Buddy Salvatore, I'm a neighbor to the folks next door, and in the band I'm a drummer who can lay down a steady beat. Hey, I'm a shortstop in a baseball game. I'm a passenger on the uptown train. What I see when I look at me is variety. Who am I? Best take time for a good long session. The answers are many, the answers are plenty. Cause there's so much you are. Even a little reflection, a little inspection will show you've got a lot of connections. You mean so much in the lives you're touching. So let the question start. Who am I?
Okay, children, who knows who sang that last song? And raise your hand if you possess the answer, please. Yes, Jack.
It was Vitamin L, Mr. Yakety Yak.
Correcto, smecto. Yeah. And according to the classroom schedule, in just a few minutes, you'll have music. So let's get ready for music class, and please, no sass. Oh, and it appears you'll be having a substitute teacher for music, too.
Professor Flyshocker.
substitute teacher for today. You there, back in your seat. Now pay attention, little girl over here, as we learn to play the C major scale in a very special way, okay? A one, a two, a ready, a begin.
Everybody back to your seats now from the top. And
Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Haskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the Clubhouse. And we just heard a song from NRBQ. At the top of the news today, Different Strokes for Different Folks. Coward O'Cell is live at Bud's Diner to talk with the everyday people, the folks out there that make up our community. Coward!
Coward O'Cell at Bud's Diner, and what better way to spotlight the differences in people than to look at what they're eating? There's the opinionated man. Excuse me, sir, what are you having today?
Eggs over easy with cheese and a touch of hollandaise sauce. Mm. The absolute best, in my opinion.
Anything you don't like, sir?
Well, I can't stand liver and onions. Ugh, never eat them.
Well, I personally like liver and onions, but you're entitled to your opinion. Let's see. There's Mrs. Sweet Tooth. What are you enjoying today, ma'am?
I'm having strawberries, raspberries, and bananas in a light chocolate sauce. They're scrumptious.
Yes, they look wonderful. Any dislikes, ma'am?
Well, some might choose to, but I wouldn't put chocolate sauce on a pickle.
Absolutely not, ma'am. I wouldn't either. Excuse me, sir. What are you eating? Wait a second, folks. I know this man. It's Zane Finch.
Well, coward,
Weathermen have to eat too, you know.
Well, what do you got?
Well, let's see. I'm enjoying eggs, green peppers, ice cream, smoked salmon, tomatoes, soy milk, apple juice, and a pumpkin muffin. Is that different enough? Different treats.
Definitely different, Zane. While we're at it, how about a weather report?
Well, folks, it's a cold midwinter day here in Zucchini Land with light snow. But it's warm here in this diner. Back to you, Bob.
I want to be at a warm diner. Well, that's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
So it is that the truth has been shown. That last song we heard was from Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah!
Yeah!
Wow, I really like Mr. Yakety Yak.
Yeah, at first I wasn't sure, but this is...
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Excuse me, Miss Susan, would you oh so kindly say a fitting quote for the day?
I have one right here, and I'll make it nice and clear.
The quote of the day is...
All I can do is play the game the way the cards fall. James Michener.
Mr. Yakety Yak, can I give it a try?
Sure thing. Let it ring.
Okay. Though at first we didn't know, we learned to go with the flow. Took time. Now we're grooving on every rhyme.
Now listen closely, class, because I'll only say it once. Well, maybe twice, and that's only if I'm nice. Your homework for tomorrow.
But Mr. Yakety Yak, you've got to write it on the board like Miss Honey Pepper does.
Now, don't you worry, Stephen. Try to remember what I say, and if you don't succeed, we'll try it your way. Okay.
Yeah! All right.
Our homework and say that we couldn't remember what we're supposed to do.
But that wouldn't be fair, Jack.
Yeah, that's just an excuse.
What's your excuse?
Huh?
Tell me your excuse.
What?
What's your excuse? Tell me your excuse.
Here's mine. My dog ate my homework. He really loves that stuff. He mixed it up with his chuck wagon dog food.
I don't know, Steve.
He
can't eat enough.
Do you believe him?
I don't know.
Do you believe him?
Well, all right. They don't believe me.
Nope.
How about Sam Zucchini? Where is Uh-oh. Your homework?
Well, my mom, she threw out my homework.
Sam, don't bring your mother into this.
She threw it in the trash.
Sam.
I told her I needed it back right away.
Right now.
That's good.
I offered her $500 cash.
Sam, I don't know.
Do you believe him? Do you believe him?
Okay, they don't believe me. They don't believe Sam.
Oh, no.
Jack Zucchini, step up to the mic. Where is your work?
Actually, I got my homework done.
Hand it over.
Yep. But, something happened on the way to school.
What?
Well, this huge, gigantic wind came along. And it blew my homework into the neighbor's pool
shack.
Do you believe him? Do you believe him?
Assignments are due at the end of this song.
What? At the end of this song?
No. Yes.
Listen, I don't think I have enough time. It's about 30 seconds till the end of the song. I can't do it in that amount of time. No, I need help. All right, I've got a piece of paper. I've got a pen, but I don't know what the assignment is yet. I mean, I can't do it. I need more time.
All papers to the front of the room.
I need more time.
All papers to the front of the room.
I need help.
Another day.
I need something. I need something to help or something.
What's your excuse?
I don't have one.
Tell me your excuse.
Jack doesn't have one.
What's your excuse?
Sam doesn't have one.
Tell me your excuse.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Mr. Yakety Yak gives interesting homework.
Yeah, I thought he'd just have us write our own poems.
I think he also wants us to learn more about the history of poetry.
Well, we've got work to do, but I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Me too.
Well, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Jack speaking.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers. Zane Finch here.
Wow. Zane Finch, the weatherman?
Yes, sirree. And I'm wondering if you feel sad when the sun goes down.
Sometimes yes, but mostly I just get scared.
Well, sometimes I get scared too. It's all right to be scared, but always remember what James Taylor says.
Back to you, Bob?
Well, that's what I say, but James Taylor says...
Don't be sad, 'cause your sun is down. You can rise above it. Don't be sad, 'cause you're on your own. You have to learn to love it. Oh no, don't be sad, 'cause the sun is down. You're gonna find your way, yeah, yeah. Don't be sad, 'cause your day is done. There's another day, every day. The same, waiting for something new. Every night I have myself to blame for the dreams that haven't come true. Especially today I'm feeling blue. Don't be sad, 'cause your sun is down. Little mama, he's bound to feel it. Don't be sad, 'cause your boy is blue. It wouldn't do to conceal it from you. Oh no, don't be sad, 'cause your sun is down. The night doesn't need your sorrow. Keep your mind on tomorrow. especially today.
If you listen to us on stations like
Just Oxfordshire and Northwest Oxen, United Kingdom.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1256.
And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make your own magnetic poetry set.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Ah, a little bit of Ives there. Yeah. What's Ives?
Ives is the stuff that grows out of the window box.
Oh, yeah. I think.
Well, Charles.
That's what I meant, but, you know. No, Polly, you gotta.
Okay.
This is Bird Note. Don't be fooled by the gentle whirring sound of a hummingbird in flight. This male rufous hummingbird performs elegant and aggressive courtship displays to defend his territory, and he may travel hundreds of miles to find a mate. In the spring, rufous hummingbirds journey up the Pacific coast from Mexico to the northwestern corner of the U.S. Some go even as far north as Alaska. That's almost 1,000 miles one way for a bird measuring just under 4 inches beak to tail, making this one of the longest migrations of any bird relative to body length. But after completing